Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 16th day of January, year 2022. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is more medical news with Ella. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew, also known as Obri. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambeth. Callers, of course, will be welcome. We do ask that you have courtesy to other people that might be on the call and try to refrain from using profanity, though we are in, if it leaks out there, don't be too embarrassed about it. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody's muted upon entering the conference until such time as you indicate you wish to speak. All those requests to speak will be answered in the order that they are received. Our website is www.pastordan.net. And again, that's .net. And Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And we do say that the Daily Mail page is there for your benefit with up-to-date information, especially now that they are trying to cut down on the traffic on email. Some of you folks are on my bulk email list. Where a lot of it is bouncing back here lately. They're trying to shut it down if they see any keywords in the subject and sometimes even in the body of the message. So if you're not receiving anything, go to the Daily Mail page. That's where I'll put up any news items I think you need to see. Also on the homepage, there's information for those folks that like to help us out financially, and that is very much appreciated. Case in point, I used to have a PayPal account. I'm in the process of shutting that down. PayPal is run by the enemy, and they are taking big chunks of funding out. Besides the regular fees, every now and then you find rather large chunks of money just disappearing from your account. So I'd rather just cancel it. And again, that's why the homepage can tell you to help out if you wish to do so electronically. There is a page there also that says contact us. If you wish to send me an email, you can do it there. To our cousins, those in the French speaking lands, amis parents français, bienvenue à l'appel. And for those folks in the Spanish-speaking areas, amis parientes españoles, bienvenidos a la llamada. And for our German-speaking cousins, zu meinen deutschen Verwandten, willkommen beim Anruf. Basically just welcoming them to the call. A couple quick announcements, then we'll have Ella join us. I have just received a feedback from John Machtenis, I believe that's how it's pronounced in the German, who has the Obri project. Obri is the Paleo-Hebrew name for Hebrew, and he is conducting the Obri project. He and I did an interview back in 2019. The title of that show was Meet Jonathan from Indiana. And if you wish to learn about him, you can go to that interview. But he is going to join me now to talk about his latest endeavor in the Obri Project, which is bringing it all together. I'm about halfway through that presentation, and I think it has a lot of good information that we need to share, especially about languages. Jonathan has done a lot of research, and it's sort of, how should I say this? It collaborates what we have suspected for many years as far as the lying pen of the scribes changing some of the ancient writings that were later translated into our English. So some very, very interesting items that he brings to light in the Obrey Project. And I think it's fitting at the end of this age when Father said that he would make all things revealed that were hidden from us. And it even makes mention of a new language. This could be the Paleo-Hebrew of our ancestors coming to light in the latter days. So anyway, it should be an interesting interview. I will put information about that up in the very near future. Also, case in point, we have some very severe weather here locally. Just north of where I'm located, they have tornado warnings today in central Florida. So please, if something goes awry or the connection is lost, that's probably why we have a storm front coming through. And so keep that in mind. Okay, Ella or Angel, whichever, it's both of them fit. Can you hear me?
Oh, Ed, very good. Thank you.
Okay, yeah,
Yahweh
you're coming in. What's that?
I said, Yahweh bless to all.
Very good. Which do you want to go by, Ella or Angel? Because they both fit.
Why don't you go with what you always have by Angel on the call? Because I think that will be a little bit more familiar.
Okay, Angel's good. And because Angel comes from Angelos in the Greek, which means a messenger. And so you're a messenger bringing news to our listening audience. For anybody
Absolutely.
That's not familiar with Angel's background, if you go back to our Wednesday night broadcast of this week, she goes into detail her extensive background in nursing, etc. So we're not going to reinvent the wheel today with going over all that again. She's had a lot of training in the medical field, but she's also a student of the scriptures. And so we're going to pick up from where we left off in the last interview. But if you do want to know what her credentials are, you can go to Wednesday night show. And in the beginning, she goes into her biography. Does that sound okay to you, Angel?
Thank you to our master pastor. Thank you, Dan.
Well, I think we should talk about some of the things that the enemy is trying to stir up. I noticed that the COVID thing is wearing out. There's just too much evidence out there that was a scam from the start. The basic flu or cold was called coronavirus and then later COVID. It's all bullshit. It's been bullshit for almost 2 years, and now the bullshit's wearing thin. And they're going to come up with something new, which could be this hemorrhagic, or how do you pronounce that?
The what?
The fever. Hemorrhagic.
Oh, hemorrhagic fever.
Hemorrhagic fever. That's it. Yeah, hemorrhagic. For some reason, I have a mental blank when I see that. But hemorrhagic fever. We know that the cold or flu is nothing. They got everybody all churned up over a fake and fraudulent pandemic, and so it would not surprise me that some sort of bio terror bug or pathogen could be released that would actually do something bad coming down the pike, or it's just COVID 2.0 and it's nothing, and they're just going to push it on us in the media. And just like they did with COVID. It's all in the media. If you turn your television off, COVID disappears. What are your thoughts on that, Angel?
Well, to me, the cure, the death is in the cure, not the disease. There is no such disease. So all these cures that they have are just extraneous things to make people think about other things. So if they just think there is no such disease as COVID, and then how do we get away from the vaccines? How do we cure the after effects of the vaccines? That's what we need to be focusing our attention. And I'll tell you, Yahweh has opened a lot of doors this week and taught me things that I never knew before. And I'm really excited to be telling them about the things that, well, you and I have discovered this week.
Yeah, amen. The enemy puts out a lot of BS, and fake stories. They push it and hype it in the media. Then they get the people in uniform to go along with it, because all they got to do is get their commanders, whether they're generals or admirals, to play along with it. And all the soldiers, they just follow in lockstep. They don't question anything. Even though I've told people in uniform for many years, you are held to a higher standard of morality. You don't get to go away from doing the wrong deeds that you're doing with this idea that I was just following orders. That's bullshit. No, no, no. You're allowed to carry a weapon and you have a uniform on. That means that you are a servant of the people, not the government. And as our servants, you're held to a higher standard. All public servants are held to a higher standard, not a lower standard. You don't get to just claim that I was just doing my job. It doesn't work that way. So, you know, they need to get an education ASAP as to where they stand on moral ground. So which of the remedies would you like to talk about first, Angel?
Well, I think probably that the help for the vaccines, or we shouldn't call them vaccines because they're the killer jabs. What we have discovered is something that I had on hand about 15 years ago to purify water. That can be bought on eBay now. As a matter of fact, my supply of it is so old now that I went on to eBay last night to see if I could pick up another set. And I did. I picked up two more for just in cases if I can help anybody else out too. And I noticed some of the notes on there say that eBay is thinking about stopping selling it. And called is Jim Humble's MMS, which stands for Miracle Mineral Supplement. So if you can pick that up now on Amazon, it sells for around $50 for the two bottle set. And I picked up two on eBay last night that sold for $19.95 with no shipping.
$19.95. Now, are those with the eyedroppers and glass bottles?
It's with the dark bottles, which I insist on, so the sunlight can't get in and dissipate it. And it's one I got with the droppers and one I got with just the top that has the drip to drip it in.
Okay.
So I got two kinds.
Now,
and I think I went over my budget, but I thought it's well worth it if this can help somebody from dying.
Right, it's like the ivermectin. If you can get it, it wouldn't hurt to have a couple extra doses laying around to either help somebody else out or to help yourself out.
And I think Dan knows the story too, because I think he told me that. He had a whole thing on it, and I also have it. I don't know whether I sent it to him or he sent it to me or whatever, but we both have information on it. And I'll tell you, this will, if you have it as something wrong in your body, this stuff will cure it.
Yeah, we're going through testing right now. Angel's been using it for a long, long time. I'm just now learning about it through her and other friends that use it. I've got a paper, by the way, if anybody contacts me. I found it on the internet, and it's about a 5-page document. It goes through the proper dosages and how to use it, when to take it, what to avoid while you're taking it, and the benefits, tremendous benefits, not only to the body for purification, but purification of water. So that if you get water from any source that you're not quite sure about, this stuff will go in there and kill any pathogens and heavy metals, take the heavy metals out, etc. So it's truly a miracle from the Father. At least that's how I see it. How do you see it?
Well, it shocked me when I read that thing all over again, the one that I have. What I read right down near the end, one of the things that the Vax does to people is not with the two first jabs, but with the boosters particularly, it kills your white blood cells, so your immune system has nothing to fight with. What this stuff does is, once you find your proper dose of it, it goes in there and it makes the white blood cells multiply like crazy. And it also stops the effects of the spike proteins. And I don't think you can ask much more than that from it. But you can ask, it has cured herpes, it has cured malaria, it has cured AIDS, and it has even cured cancer.
Yep. Well, first of all, the medical mafia and the legal system hate it when we use the term cure. You know, they've patented things like patient, diagnosis, cure, etc., so that the legal mafia can come after you for using certain terms. So we tend to stay away from those things. But the case in point is the enemy wants us to be ill, and in many cases to eventually die. And so they don't want anything that works accessible to us, because what you find out is that our Father put many things here to help us stay healthy that are easily obtainable and very inexpensive, and yet they work. And that's exactly why the enemy does not want you to have access to it. And Ralph, we're talking about chlorine dioxide.
This has been called nature's perfect antibiotic.
Right.
There's nothing in your body it won't kill if it can be killed. It's supposed to be killed, but it will not touch a healthy cell. It's a miracle, really.
That reminds me of colloidal silver, which is also a universal antibiotic and anti-pathogen, will not harm the healthy, and also things like garlic, which is also a natural antibiotic. So we have a lot of choices. If the enemy shuts down the access to chlorine dioxide, there are ways to produce it yourself. There's instructions on how to do that. I don't know if you've downloaded any of that, Angel.
Oh, there isn't too much I don't know about keeping yourself healthy. I haven't had an upper respiratory infection for 35 years, and I don't think there's ever gone a day that I have not taken my vitamin C and my garlic. If I ever feel anything coming on at all, I just triple or quadruple up on my vitamin C, and within a day it's gone. So I really don't know what it's like to be sick, because I know these things that I have learned, but I haven't learned them from the medical profession. I've learned them from my own studying and research, which is my favorite thing in the whole world to do.
Right.
So,
now, let me just warn everybody, that when you hear chlorine dioxide, the enemy gets out there with their fear program, and they focus on the chlorine and get you to associate chlorine dioxide with your bleach, like your common bleach that you would clean a floor with, etc. Like so many things, the devil is in the details, okay? The word chlorine is in there, but the chlorine dioxide, or miracle mineral solution, is not what's in your Clorox bottle on the shelf. It's a food-grade natural chemical that, again, is activated. You're only going to put a few drops in a glass container and mix it with fruit acid, and that fruit acid will activate it, and then about a minute after it's activated, you just put it in a glass of water and drink it, or you can put it in fruit juice or any other kind of juice, and then it gets into the body and into the bloodstream and does its work. So, again, the word chlorine's in there, but it's not bleach. You know, everybody says, well, you're telling me to drink Clorox bleach. No, that's silly. Clorox bleach is an industrial chemical, and nobody in his right mind would put that stuff in your body. It's not food grade, and it's not, quote, natural. So, you know, again, they can go online, read Dr. Hummel's book. It's available free online. I have a PDF copy if somebody needs it. But he talks about it in there. You can make this stuff homemade if you want. He's got the formula for how you can make these solutions at home. It's not that difficult. It's a fruit acid as an activator. You can use apple cider vinegar, you can use lemon juice, you can use lime juice, etc. So again, it's not like it's a difficult chemistry lesson to figure out how to make this stuff at home, or you can buy it online like Angel's talking about, where people have actually gone through the process to make it at home and they make it available already bottled for you, so it's even easier to use. But if push comes to shove, you can make these ingredients at home and make your own chlorine dioxide. Back to you, Angel.
I would suggest not try messing with it at home, because this is what's called stabilized oxygen in water. Mm-hmm. But however, if you mix the two ingredients prior to using it, it can blow up on you.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I know that when you were talking about that, in that MMS article that I sent you, let's see if I can find it on my little notes set here. Okay, here it is. Jim Humble graphically puts it, even a particle as small as one ion of chlorine dioxide will explode when it hits the right thing, namely a pathogen in the body or some of the other item more acidic than the body, made of acid. He's right. Chlorine dioxide is a dangerous explosive. It is so highly explosive that you cannot transport it or store it because it destroys every container, so it is always manufactured on site, precisely where it is needed, for example, the body. The chemical explosion is called oxidation. It immediately steals up to 5 electrons from all pathogens, viruses, or toxic substances. Excuse me. The undesirable victims do not survive this kind of robbing, the oxidation process, and consequently break down. Excuse me, frog in my throat. The chlorine dioxide molecule, CO2, also breaks down from the chemical reaction. The released oxygen, which is O2, bonds either with hydrogen, H2, to form water, H2O, or carbon, C, to form carbon dioxide, CO2. The now neutral chlorine ion bonds with sodium to form ordinary cooking salt, NaCl. Thus, the 3 totally harmless basic substances are formed from an oxidation molecule in our body. While harmful microbes do not survive this chemical transformation. The reason why the strongly corrosive chlorine dioxide only combats pathogens is because it only destroys microbes whose pH value is under 7. These are acidic and thus harmful, as over-acidification is the breeding ground for illness. Chlorine dioxide needs a molecular straitjacket to restrain it. That's sodium. Thus, the actual formula, magic, is NaClO, or sodium chlorite. After the task of killing bacteria, the sodium binds with the chlorine action to form sodium chloride, or cooking salt. This stable sodium chlorite is not only the well-known substance to form stabilized oxygen, but also MMS, Jim Humble's miracle mineral supplement.
You faded out, at least at my end there, for just a second, right after you start talking about the sodium chloride.
Okay, I'll just start that paragraph over. There's not too much more to go. After the task of killing bacteria, the sodium binds with the chlorine atom to form sodium chloride, or cooking salt. This stable sodium chloride is not only the well-known substance to form stabilized oxygen, but also MMS, Jim Humble's miracle mineral supplement. Only when the strongly alkaline sodium chloride comes in contact with an acid, for example, vinegar or gastric acid, does antibacterial chlorine dioxide emerge. In this way, the explosive substance is formed directly in the body in tiny amounts where it can perform its purifying function without any side effects. Although it kills off microbes quick as lightning, higher organisms such as animals or humans are insensitive to chlorine dioxide. Mix solutions and leave for 3 minutes. That's the way you mix it. You take drop of one and drop of the other and wait for it to activate for 3 minutes of the 28% sodium chloride with vinegar, tartaric acid, citric acid, etc. This is now called activated MMS. It is a very controlled process. The effect is over a period of some hours. When chlorine dioxide meets red blood cells in the stomach, it is immediately taken up and transported through the body into the bloodstream. If a malaria parasite in the blood or a spike protein now bumps into the chlorine dioxide molecule, both break down in a chemical reaction. Although chlorine dioxide contains 100 times more energy than pure, only attacks sick cells, S-I-C-K cells, or harmful pathogens. If there are none, it breaks down naturally into salt and oxygen. The body is easily able to metabolize the additional salt. But more importantly, the film images substantiate that the white blood cells were 10 times more active after taking MMS. Okay, how is that? You cannot mix it till just before you use it. So you right. can't mix up a batch to be used next week because it'll blow up and eat through the container. But it will do no harm to your body when you mix it. Start out, like you said, with one drop of each at a time. Mix it with water and then see how your body reacts to taking that after it. I think you'd add, like the directions say, one drop of each of them together and for 3 minutes until they turn a bright yellow and they have a strong chlorine smell. Then you add like about however much water that you want to put in there, 6-8 ounces or something that you can sip or drink or however you want to take it. And then wait, you know, test it to see, does this have any disagreeable effects on you? Or if you feel no effects at all, then it's okay. And each time you try it, you can try it a little bit stronger, 2 drops to 2 drops. I got up to 5 drops, and I took that daily back then when I had an abscess tooth. So I took that for about a couple of weeks, and that helped. Everything went back to normal again. So it's each individual, you know, what's going on in your body. Yahweh's in charge of it all. The stuff only goes into your body and attacks the things that are bad inside your body, and it turns into salt and water after it's done doing its job. But just you don't mix it before you absolutely need it right then.
Right. I would disagree with using the word explosive because it creates a image that's fearful for a lot of people that are unfamiliar with this. The point of it is if you buy the 2-bottle sets from competent people, all you have to do is remember that you just put you start out with just 1 drop. 1 drop of the MMS to 1 drop of the activator, and when it turns color in 1 to 3 minutes, then you mix it with water and just drink it. When you only have 1 drop of each in there, it's not that strong. The first time I had it, it didn't bother me at all. I put it in 6 ounces of water and had no problem at all. Drank it. It didn't upset my stomach. It didn't do anything, but I could feel something going on. I mean, it's kind of like a sense almost. And over the next 2 to 3 days, I was eliminating garbage out of my body. I mean, it went in there and found something because I could tell it. So everything in the book, the little article, the 5-page article I have, was true. And they tell you to start out with a small dose. So you start out one drop each, just like Angel said. And if you have no effect and you're able to handle it, then after a while you can go to 2 drops each and see how that works.
Yeah, what I did, Dan, is what I took was the exact quoted words from Jim Humble and his instructions. So used explosive because what he wants to do is make sure that people understand that you cannot mix it up immediately before you need to take it, because it will start reactions into the containers it's put in. You know, it's like some of the bottled water has the bottles are made of some chemicals that add dangerous stuff to the water. And people aren't warned about that the bottles can add poisons to your water. But what he's trying to tell people is, you know, don't mix it just before you need to use it. And that's why it comes in 2-bottle sets. I noticed that some of it comes in 1 bottle. They say it's pre-mixed, but I don't believe that. What it probably is, they said they put vitamin C in it. But I don't know. Jim Humble said don't do that. So I'll follow the guy that invented it.
Right, yeah. And even in his writings, he said you don't want to take vitamin C while at the same time you're drinking this stuff, because it counteracts the effects. The main point is, if you get the bottles, they should be made of glass. He tells you to mix it in glass so that there is no chemical reaction. That part is true. So if it's in any kind of other container, that's wrong. You should only be in colored glass. And when you go to mix it to drink it, you should do it in a glass container, not plastic or anything else.
Right.
Yeah, just a glass, plain glass, a little juice glass. And what I do is I tilt it so that the drops will mingle together at the bottom of the edge of the bottom of the glass. Put 1 drop each in there. Then you wait 1 to 3 minutes till it changes color. Then you just pour the water in and drink it. I mean, it's pretty simple. It sounds, some of the terminology and the warnings and all that make it sound like it's difficult. But once you actually experiment with this, you'll find out that it's not as bad as it sounds. You do have to be careful, just like when I used to reload ammunition. Okay, it's not that it's impossible. You just have to be careful. You can't be foolish about how you use gunpowder and primers and all to reload ammunition. But I used to reload all kinds of ammunition and never had a problem, because there's a few rules that you follow, and as long as you follow the rules, you're never going to have a problem. Well, it's true of any medication. It's true of any procedure. It's true of chlorine dioxide. There are certain little rules. If you follow the rules, you're not going to have any problems whatsoever. So, and again, that's why Angel, she's used it for years. I've got several other friends that have contacted me, have used it for years with tremendous results. And I currently am just about a week into using it myself. Mr. Hummel recommends that you do a glass of it, let's say in the morning, and do another glass in the evening. And typically you don't want to consume any vitamin C or any antioxidants within an hour. You want to give this stuff an hour to get into your body and go through the bloodstream, etc., after you drink it. Now, you can drink plain water or a fruit juice or something like that, as long as it doesn't have any vitamin C in it and it doesn't have antioxidants in it. So I just tell people, if you got a period of the day where you're going to have an hour without any kind of food or intake of supplements, et cetera, well, that's when you want to do your chlorine dioxide. So you give it a good hour to get in through your body and do its magic. And you do that. I only do it once a day. You can do it twice a day and still getting results. So Again, we're not making any money on this. We're not going to advertise anybody's particular product. That's up to you to do the research and find out who's got a good product. But it should come as a two-bottle set, as Angel said, with the activator and the MMS in the other bottle, and you only mix it just before you're going to consume it. So you can't have it pre-mixed and have it just sitting around. That's not the way you do it. So anyway.
Another thing I wanted to say is, according to Jim Humble's instructions, he said it's preferable if you take it with distilled water. I could not do that because I know as a nurse, sometimes distilled water can be used as an antiemetic or as an emetic. And it did that with me. If I put distilled water in it, I'd put it in my mouth and I'd immediately want to throw up. So what I had to do is I took a glass coffee pot and I boiled some water and then let it cool off on the stove. And the boiled water gets rid of all the pathogens in it anyway. So then I used the cool, just sterilized water that I had boiled just to make sure nothing bad was in it when I took it with the MMS. And also what I used is I got a small measuring cup, an 8-ounce measuring cup, and I started to make my batches in the measuring cup. So I got to know exactly how much water I mixed in with at a certain time to make it palatable and most effective. That was only one thing that I did that helped me.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, I use distilled water and it doesn't bother me at all. And you're right, in the literature it recommended distilled, but if you can't handle distilled or can't get distilled, then it tells you whether water is preferable.
Yeah, there are tutorial tapes on the internet. I checked it out last night because I know people would want to know if to buy distilled water on the internet. If you live out in the boondocks like I do and you have no car, you have to be careful what you can order and what you can't order because there's no way of getting it if you don't order it. I gave my son my car because he needed it more than I did. And I don't go anywhere, and I love staying at home and researching, so this is my treat. But I did look up on the internet, and you can distill your own water by using a large water pot and then putting a dish inside the boiling water to catch the steam, and then an inverted cover over the pot so that the steam condensed will drop into the cup in the middle. So if you want distilled water, you can make your own. There are tutorials on the internet how to do this because a water distiller to buy will cost you $300-$400.
Yeah, some of the better ones can be that much money. There are ways to get one cheaper, and if somebody contacts me, I'll let them know how I did it. So you got several methods, as Angel says. You can, if you're the handy type person, there's tutorials on the internet on how to distill water yourself. And if you've got the funds, there are ways to get really good ones, either buying them new or buying them on like eBay, where you can save quite a bit of money. So again, it depends on your finances and your ability to be a handyman and build your own devices. So the point of it is, it's not that hard to do. Our ancestors used to do it, and you can distill lots of things. Let's face it, that's what moonshine is, right? Distilled, what they call that, the mash would be distilled, and the distilled mash would become whiskey. So distilling is
been
around
that
for
recipe?
A long time. Huh?
Can you send me that recipe?
The recipe for what?
Moonshine.
Oh.
I'm in a dry county.
Well, that could be another show where we talk about how to make your own beer, wine, or spirits. But the point of it is, distilling has been around for a long time. And it's not a mystery. It's actually quite simple. So there's a lot of ways of doing it. But the point of it is you want is mineral-free water and pathogen-free water to make your MMS as possible. And the main reason we're talking about all this stuff is because we're being assaulted on many levels today. Between the chemtrails, we're finding out that these corporations are putting stuff in our food that's just monstrous. Monstrous. You got to read the labels, folks. And even then, they sometimes lie or they hide things like MSG. They'll call it natural food additive or natural flavoring. That's, again, how they lie. And we know who the men with small hats are that are very deceptive in how they word things. They use sorcery, word magic, to make you think it's all natural and there's no MSG or high fructose corn syrup or anything like that. They just changed the wording, just like they did for the flu and cold season, changed it to coronavirus and COVID, and now everybody thinks it's something different. So, again, the deception and lies today are astounding, exactly as our Heavenly Father told us at the end of the age, that we would be having a famine for truth. So the corollary of that, of course, is that we're living in an ocean of lies and deception, especially at the corporate level, the mainstream medical level, the mainstream media, and, of course, the government are all liars. And so you've got to be careful about your food. In fact, if nothing else, now is the time to learn how to grow food. It does not take a lot of room. Again, if you contact us, there's all kinds of people putting out products or methods to grow a lot of food in a very small space. But at the very least, be very careful about where you're obtaining your food and your water and other items that you consume today. You have to be very, very careful. And so we have a lot of pathogens. We have a lot of foreign toxic substances in our body, and we're just trying to talk about ways that you can detoxify. Go ahead, Angel.
Yeah, there are two movies that you can watch that are very well connected to the things that are going on in the world today. And the one about eating, be very careful of what you eat. Think of the movie Soylent Green.
Yeah, that's actually becoming a reality, isn't it?
Yes. And so if you get them, that what they do is they take corpses and liquefy them, and they make food for people out of people's corpses. And this can lead to a disease, a brain disease called Kuru. And also what they do is anytime they have a problem with people not obeying, they start a war. So if you get the movie Wag a Dog, that's a very good movie to see the way they're carrying on. And that's actually, that movie is the truth of what they're doing. So what you hear on television, I call it television, what you hear on television is propaganda and programming. It is not truth. You can't get the truth from television. So if you're sitting down there getting your news, you're not getting any news at all. You're getting lies. The people that are dying are not dying
from
COVID.
That's why we call
it
Talmud vision, because the people with small hats are the ones that control what you're visually seeing. It's also referred to in Scripture as the image of the beast, image controlled by the beast.
Yep. Also,
so the
I
two movies
to ask
that.
What do you think about taking the apple cider vinegar along with the MMS?
It's supposed to have very good benefits. Apple cider vinegar is also, I believe it says it kills parasites. So I
wouldn't take it along with the MMS at the same time. I'd give it time.
Well,
because the apple cider vinegar is acidic. And you want
He talked about using the apple cider vinegar as an activator of
the
MMS.
Would work.
Right.
Yes, that's just one or two drops. And
right.
I want to tell people, too, that two containers of the main chlorine, sodium chloride and the activator, They may cost about $20 on eBay, but they will last you almost a year. I've had two for 15 years now because, you know, two or three drops of it, they'll last a long, long time. And when you're feeling great, you don't take it. It's when you think that you might be getting sick or something is going wrong with your body. You don't have to take it every single day. But you do, if you're not feeling good and just to get into equilibrium, take it for about a month and get yourself equalized and then play it by ear. You know, you'll know what your body is doing by then, whether it's sick or not. So that's all. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, it's they come in 4 ounce fluid, four fluid ounce bottles, which are relatively large, especially if you're only using one, two, or three drops of each out of the each 4 ounce bottles. So as Angel said, it that's going to last quite a while, and it's true of all natural things. You don't take them every single day. Even in the classes that I took for becoming a certified natural health professional, they would tell you that for every 7 days that you're on a supplement, even when you're not feeling well, 1 day out of seven, you should not take any of your supplements. 1 month out of every 7 months, you should take a break from your supplementation, whatever you're taking. And every 7 years, you should have a year where you try not to take any. In other words, absolutely, it gets back to the idea of fallowing, or what the Father says, all things in moderation. Because what you find out is many times the body will adapt even to something good. If you're taking a supplement that's having a good effect, your body will get to the point where it gets a memory, so to speak, just like muscle memory. A lot of your native skills and get a memory, and so you want to break in the routine. In other words, you don't want to do anything every single day. So you want to mix it up and break it up, and also what they used to tell us is if ideally you should get the things you need to be healthy from your food and water and other fluids like fruit juices, etc. You don't want to rely on supplementation. That's something you do to get back into balance. Ideally, you should be balanced by your diet and your daily habits. That's the ideal. Then you don't have to worry about all this other stuff. So when we talk about these supplementations, including chlorine dioxide, those are things to help you when you've let things get out of balance, to get you back in balance as quickly as possible. Because the body, when it's in homeostasis or balance, does not get sick. It does not have pains. It does not have any of the, quote, dis-ease that we're told about. So, again, all things in moderation.
What we're all talking about now has a subtext to it, too, is when you get the MMS, it's part of your setup of natural medicine cabinet of natural products. It's just one thing you have amongst your arsenal to keep healthy. You have other things. Amen. Like, for instance, I was making a cup of tea a few days ago, and I slipped on something on the floor, and I poured hot water on my hand. Oh, I put it under cold water to stop the burn, but I thank Yahweh that I kept some aloe lotion on hand, just aloe in a bottle. It was part of my medicines that should anything happen. I keep hydrogen peroxide, I keep aloe and things like that, all natural products. So if I come to an emergency situation, I already have it on hand. I don't have to panic and think, well, I have to go out and buy such and such. Just like I keep, what is that, hot pepper?
Jalapeno? Cayenne?
No, cayenne. I kept on thinking of capsaicin, which is something that I put on sore muscles or something. But if you have chest pain or something, you know, just the hot pepper, cayenne pepper in water will stop angina pain, and it will help increase circulation to your heart. So Dan and I had talked about that, and we thought it was a good idea that people call in and let us know what you use in your medicine cabinet so we can keep a list of the things that we might need. Some other people might have things that they use that we've never heard of. And if it's natural and it works, we can all help each other out by knowing our own little secrets to things and keep everything natural. That way we don't have to go to doctors or hospitals or things like that to put our own lives in danger.
Yeah, we used to aim for some remedy, but I can't, you know, it escapes me now. It had to do with moms in the kitchen. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I can't think of it now. But it basically was saying that many of the remedies are like the Amish or where I grew up in Pennsylvania Dutch area. Many of the remedies are household remedies. We used to have black salve, which was made up of different herbs, and comfrey, I remember, was part of it, and I think there was a couple of others, basically astringents and other natural herbs in there. And we used it, we called it the magic salve. It was black salve, and anytime we had a bee sting or a cut or abrasion or something on the farm that would hurt, we'd put this black salve on it, and it would draw any toxins and poisons out of our body. If it was a bee sting, it would draw the stinger out. And it would work for anything. And it was sold door-to-door by door-to-door salesmen. And they'd come by like once a year and see if we needed another tin of black salve. So, but it was used for everything, all kinds of stuff. But again, we've gotten away from that. We believe now you got to run down to the pharmacy, that everything that's good for you has to be bought at the pharmacy. Nothing in the woods or in your backyard could be any good for you because it has to come with a bottle and a label and have the stamp of approval of the FDA and all this other garbage. And then you find out that it's 9 times out of 10, it's actually a poison itself, and they have contaminated the substances that are in it, and it's actually doing more harm, just like this jab is doing to the people that are putting it in it. I mean, athlete after athlete, newscasters, I've seen TikTok videos of newscasters in foreign countries and all that sitting there talking, and all of a sudden they're laying face down on the pavement. Same thing with the people speaking in front of a group in an auditorium, and next thing you know, the one speaker is laying flat on the floor, and you can tell it's not fake. Okay, actors, when they do it, you can tell when it's fake. When these people are actually passing out and falling because their heads are hitting the floor and bouncing off the floor. Actors don't do that. Okay, right. So when a person actually passes out, especially if it's going cold, their whole body weight is going to hit the floor, and typically if their head hits the floor, it's going to bounce off the floor because it'll be a full contact fall. You don't fake that. So again, you know, so these people are being harmed by something being pushed on them by the government and the medical mafia as being a preventative for a disease that doesn't exist. And really what's happening is people are getting sick and harmed by the substance they're putting in their body. I mean, I don't know why anybody, Angel, would put this garbage in their body. I mean, there is absolutely no logical reason for putting it in your body, at least the way I look at it.
I don't think anybody should be putting a needle in their body, no matter what it contains. Even tattooing can make you very, very sick.
Yeah, amen to that. In fact, if you notice, now I've not gone down to a blood bank to check this out, but I was told that you can't give blood now if you've been vaccinated for so many years because your blood is tainted. And also, if you get a tattoo, you can't donate blood because of the foreign substances in your body. Now, I'm not sure the time limit on the tattooing, but even if it's only a couple weeks to a month, what's that tell you? that the blood banks won't take your blood for a period of time because you got tattooed. So where do you think that ink and that dye is going if it's tainting your blood? Again, the scriptures tell us that, you know, your body is a holy temple and you don't poison the temple. You don't bring strange and foreign substances in it.
We have a miracle vegetable out there. One thing that I've learned from a patient in the hospital quite a while back, you know, as much younger years, some of the Mexicans that came in had the mama's home remedies. There was one man there whose wife was in there. I forget what she was in there for.
You said something about when the Mexicans came in, and then you faded out.
Okay. The Mexicans that came into the hospital sometimes had some home remedies that Mama had. And one came in that I just have to tell you about is the miracle of onions. This man's wife was in there for something, I forget what, but she started getting a runny nose and she wasn't feeling too good. So her husband came in and brought a large onion, and he peeled the onion and he cut the both ends off. Then he took a glass and he stuck a fork in the onion. Well, he cut two slices off the onion. Then he put a fork through the onion and into a glass so that the onion was up above the glass. And he said, just wait. And then when she went to bed that night, he took two cotton socks and he put an onion slice in each of the socks and put these socks on her feet. And the next day, I was surprised. I came in, that onion was black. And the onion came out of her socks was black too. And she was feeling a whole lot better.
Wow. I've always known onions are good for you, but I never knew that they were good in that way. So they're like an astringent. They will pull toxins and bad things even out of the air, apparently.
Yes, yes. And so at the bedside, if somebody is sick, just take an onion, peel it, you know, put some in socks and stick a fork in it and let it do its work.
You know, I'm just never ceases to amaze me how the Father provided for us with such simple methods and simple foods and simple herbs, and how we have allowed ourselves to be duped into thinking that we need a doctor, we need physicians, we need surgeons, we need to have hospitals and clinics, and we need pharmacies to stay healthy.
That's why they're going to GMO, because those vegetables will have no effect. They will not be nature's cures anymore. So they're trying to get rid of all that good.
Yeah, I try to tell people that. Right. GMO
is the only thing that we can do about that is to grow our own. So if anybody has land out there that they know we can use for that, please let Dan know, because that's something we need badly.
Yep, I've got a whole crew of people ready to go on, live on the farm, and set up medical centers, set up education centers, set up platforms for people to come and address the folks and bring the truth. One of the best naturopathic doctors in America is a very good friend of mine, and she has agreed that if we ever set this up, she would be glad to come to the farm and hold classes and teach people many, many things. So, again, you know, we have an idea, but it's going to take team effort, and that means that either somebody has to donate land or help us acquire land somewhere to do this. But, yeah, I've got a whole list of people with all kinds of talent and desire to do this. Get back on the land like the Amish and like our father once. Get back to the land, learn to do things his way, teach it to others, and grow our own food from heirloom seeds, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. You know what's interesting, Angel, is I read an article years ago that the Russians are warehousing heirloom seeds. They've got huge,
I've heard that.
Yeah, they have huge underground, like bunkers where they are storing a truth the rest of the world doesn't know.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think what Yahweh is doing now, he's opening one window and he's telling the people, come out of Babylon and I'm going to prepare you for the land before I give you the land. So he wants us to know, to get away from doctors, get away from hospitals, learn how to take care of yourself with natural ingredients. And one of the biggest, best natural ingredient that Yahweh ever created was the cannabis plant.
That's right. You've got information on that. Why don't you go ahead and share that with everybody?
I think we ought to probably wait for another show on that, because that can get kind of lengthy, because people don't really realize, and they never learned it, and I never learned it, and just found out that there's an endocannabinoid system in our body to regulate cannabis. That's Yahweh created. And that to me was opening a huge door, thinking all these systems that Yahweh created in our bodies were for substances he created for us to use on the earth. So what does the government do? They made cannabis illegal, and it is one of the best healing plants on earth. But that I think would have to be it would take another show, because there'd probably be people that have a lot of questions on that, and I still have a lot of questions on that too, such as, you know, smoking it versus putting it in something. I haven't done quite enough research to be able to answer a lot of questions about that, but I would like to have a show to go over what that endocannabinoid system is in our bodies that people should know about.
Well, we'll schedule that then, where we'll dedicate the show with all the details about cannabis and why it's good for us, how they lied to us yet again about things. And I just shake my head at the lies and deceptions. I mean, what have they not lied to us about? It's unbelievable. Nothing that we were taught in school is reality. Practically nothing. Everything about history, about the wars, about the rulers and empires and emperors and Caesars, and it's just all fabricated bullshit. Unbelievable. And again, man-made government is behind it all.
How many people were ever taught about the Tartarians and the magnificent buildings that the Tartarians built, you know, like St. Patrick's Cathedral and all that? Our people driving horse and buggies didn't build those buildings. Who did?
Well, they lied to us about that. They've lied to us about the fact that the Caucasoid this earth for thousands upon thousands of years. Because all of these places with these pyramids that they claim are great mysteries and don't know who built them and why, all of these civilizations were Aryans. Just like ancient Egypt was ruled by Aryans, ancient Persia and Media were Aryans, ancient in the Hindu Kush, where India is today, those ancient empires in the day where Buddha and Confucius come from and all that, those were Aryans. Ancient Japan, the island of Japan, was ruled by Aryans called the Anu people. They lived in the mountains. Typically, that's where our people like to go. They like to be up in the high places, the mountains, where it's cooler and defensible, etc. Cleaner air, everything. We like high places. We like the mountains, just like in Scotland and Wales. In the mountainous areas. So again, they lie.
The Aryans are the Israelites.
Right.
They're not the people with the small hats.
Oh my God, no. They've been an enemy of mankind for as long as they've been walking this earth.
Those are the people that descended from Esau and Cain.
Yeah, Christ identified them, right.
That's why they're trying to get rid of the white people now, because we are the ones that are Yahweh led. And they want to get rid of Yahweh and do it their own way.
And Yahweh's people stand for truth, and they're all about lies and deception.
Right.
Unbelievable.
We probably ought to ask if anybody has any questions, you know, at this point now. We've been going for, wow, it's almost an hour and a quarter now. Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, in the meantime, we can talk a little bit about other things that are going on. Again, I wanted to tell everybody that the two movies, if you want to see about what's going on today, I would also add the movie They Live, because it represents it represents the lies of propaganda being done by an alien being here that wants to enslave mankind. So just substitute alien being with Jew, and you've got what's going on. And then the other movie is Wag the Dog, which talks about how the Jews control. It's like go to war with our cousins, etc. And then, of course, Soylent Green with Charlton Heston. That movie is talking about how they want to grind up human DNA, human flesh, and feed it to us through the food system, much like mad cow. Mad cow disease was because they were feeding ground up diseased cows to the cattle in England. All right. So a lot of people don't know that. Mad cow disease was because they, again, because the food manufacturers, which about is making money, and so to make more money, and they didn't want to take care of these animals the way they should have done it, they were taking diseased cattle and grinding them up and putting them into the feed that was going to the healthy cattle on the farms. So naturally, the cattle were getting ill, and they called it mad cow disease. Well, yeah, but trace it back again, like my grandfather said, follow the money. Who is making money with this contaminated food? Well, the same people that are making money with your contaminated food. They don't care about what it does to you and me. Okay? All they care about is making money. And they want to adulterate everything. They want to contaminate everything, including our brains and our thought patterns, contaminate it with their garbage so they can control us and also make money. Because they worship money. That's gold is their god. Why do you think it always talks about the heathen making golden gods and idols that they worship? It's just a symbology for the fact that they worship things of, quote, monetary value, because that's all they care about, making money, controlling money. So
now they're trying to figure out, they're trying to take dead bodies now and process them and using the processed stuff as a fertilizer for our food. But if we start consuming human DNA, even as a fertilizer, we're going to be destroying our brains. That disease is called Kuru. That's one of the things that they said made Hillary Clinton sick and abnormal, is because there are many people, Hollywood or politic-wise, that have resorted to cannibalism as part of their rituals.
Wow. It's amazing.
There are restaurants in Los Angeles that are cannibal-based.
That's sick.
What happens to these children that they torture and abuse? Do they end up as a meat for people? It's sickening.
Well, who owns the meat process plants?
The small hats.
The small hats, right?
Right.
What better way There's to get so rid of your enemy and evidence of your bad doing, right?
Yeah, we're just starting to uncover all this. And the Bible does say there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And everything is coming forth now. And that they don't like that, because people are going to wake up. But not enough people will wake up. But we have to do the best we can.
Amen. Amen. Also, I'm going to do a session on the communion service. Some of our listeners have asked me about things like that, soldiers, ransom, communion, and different things like that, because a lot of our people don't go to, quote, churches or buildings called churches anymore, because you're not going to. That we did when people actually cared about what went on inside those buildings, some of the services and things that our ancestors did, etc. We're also going to talk about these things when Jonathan comes on with the Obrey Project and the things that he's discovered. You know, we've had a lot of people talk about the fact that things don't make sense today, and we have a lot of fighting amongst our people over things like what day is the Sabbath, how should we celebrate the feast, when are the feasts, etc. And we've had this theory that we have been lied to and misled over languages, translations and languages, for a long time. And I think Jonathan has stumbled onto something very critical with his Obrey Project. He's going to be on at noon today on a YouTube channel addressing a program. He calls it Bringing It All Together, and it's on.
Can you send me the link?
Yeah, I'll send it out after the show. In fact, I'm going to get off a little early here so I have time to do that, because he told me about it. He's going to be my guest, and we're going to talk about this same issue. And the title will be Bringing It All Together with Jonathan, because of his tremendous research into the Masoretes, who were Jews, and the Masoretic texts, and how the Masoretes contaminated the translations of the ancient Hebrew and even the Septuagint. He questions a lot of the things in the Septuagint even, as far as when it was written, who wrote it, and how they have been contaminated by the same Masoretes that the Hebrew scriptures were contaminated by. And he's got some pretty convincing evidence of that. So what we're finding out, again, is that within us, you know, it says that he wrote the law on our hearts. Okay, so right there, what's that tell you? If the law is written on my heart, why do I need something written 5,000 years ago that we argue about continually to know what's right and wrong? Doesn't that kind of tell me that what we call the gut, and I tell a lot of my friends, go with your gut feeling, because if you're a child of the Most High, His law should be residing within your psyche. So if you, it's like, when I see a black man and a white woman, I don't need a piece of scripture to know that's wrong. When I see race-mixed couples and their children, I don't need a Bible to know that's wrong. When I see a woman being raped, I don't need a piece of scripture to tell me that's wrong. When I see an enemy invading my country, when I see a government lying to me and trying to force poisons in my arm, I don't need a piece of scripture to know that that's wrong. And when we fight amongst each other, I don't need scripture to tell me it's wrong. That we're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to look out for one another. We're supposed to worship truth and not half-truths and lies. I don't need a piece of scripture to tell me that.
Bravo, Dan.
So
my pet peeves are using the wrong words for the wrong things. From a long time ago, when I was studying the Bible, every article I ever read on the feasts were always Jewish feasts. And that was when I was a dispensationalist, and I believed it. But now you cannot find Yahweh's feasts anywhere on the internet without them putting the word Jewish in them. And they had nothing to do with the Jews. And then also, the two other words that people should never use are globe and planet. We don't live on a globe, and we don't live on a planet. We live on Earth. In Isaiah 40:22, it says the circle of Earth. A circle is not a ball. Well, as Yahweh's looking at it, he's looking at the circle of Earth. He's not looking at a globe or a planet. But, you know, those are just my pet peeves, and hopefully we can do some teaching to people to beware of those sneaky little words that they interject. You know, like calling Hitler a bad man, that he caused all the horrors of World War II and the Holocaust. That's irritating, too, because he didn't do those things. He pulled Germany up from a state of disaster from the Weimar Republic into a wonderful society, excluding the central bankers. So they had to get rid of him. But then again, that's another show, too.
Right. Yeah, that would take quite a bit of time to cover all that. But the main thing is that we are drowning in a sea of lies and deceptions. And the thing that floats above that is hanging on to our Father and his truths and each other. I'm still convinced that at the latter parts of this age, we are supposed to reach out to one another as a family and network. And when we do that, just like we're doing with this health information, I've learned so many things from people like you, Angel, and our listeners, et cetera, over the years, where we personally go through some trial or tribulation and we learn a significant thing or learn about a product or we learn about an herb, just like my neighbor taught me about Sandmat Spurge and the fact it can help with kidney stones. Another person told me about hydrangea and how that can also help with kidney stones. Then another person told me about chancre piedra, which is a South American herb, does the same thing, dissolves kidney stones and gallstones, and you just pee them out. You don't need expensive and intrusive procedures. You just need to change your habits, first of all. Drink lots of water and take one of these herbs or drink it as a tea, and guess what? It takes care of it. My brother just went through lipotripsy like three times, and then he had to go into the emergency room because all of those pieces that were broken up by the ultrasound had formed a dam by his uterus, and he could not go to the bathroom. So they had to go in there and laser those stones. So again, all of this super expensive, super intrusive, super painful procedures, when all you have to do is pour herbs a few times and drink a lot of water and you'll just pee out the residue. I mean, which one would you rather do, Angel? To me, drinking pure water and taking
Let me think about that a while. If I were a man, let me think about that. I think I'd rather drink water and take the natural stuff.
But you know, Angel, if you could figure out why people just don't seem to get it, you please tell me, because all of my friends and relatives who know that I'm not a bullshitter, and they know that if I say I did something, then I did it. I'm not going to lie about it. And I tell them how I have prevented kidney stones for most of my life now with these simple herbs and drinking pure water, and yet the first time they get a pain, they run to the pharmacy or they run to the doctor's office. What is it with our people?
Well, the trouble is, as you said, we have taught lies right from the ground up. What we have to do is knock down the foundations that they've built and put the ones that Yahweh built back into place, such as the government introduced monogamy into the society to decrease the amount of children the white people will have. And they also took away the respect that a woman should have for her man in a patriarchal society. Yahweh said that the men were supposed to lead the women. And now it is, you know, if mom is not happy, then nobody's happy. Well, we're not supposed to be doing things that way. We're supposed to be forming communities from the bottom up. We're supposed to love each other. The identity fellowship is very necessary in today's world because we have to learn how to love each other again. We've forgotten how. And just by those, the kind of a call that you want to have communion and like a service for the Yahweh's design fellowship of identity, that is much needed. So we can start giving our hearts to each other and trust each other not to break them.
Exactly. I just got a message from my relatives that the tornado warning and bad weather is heading this way. So this afternoon, we may see it. Want to keep us in prayer then, folks, that we don't get blown away. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, Angel, I think that's enough for today. I don't see anybody wanting to call in or add to the discussion, so I think we can go ahead and wrap up today. That way I can get that link out for Jonathan's discussion about bringing it all together with the Obrey Project. Next week. Huh?
We've been giving people a lot of things to think about today.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Dan, for being such a great pastor. You're awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm just trying to do the best I can, and I'm not perfect. But anyways, we do have a caller. We got Gary in San Diego. Gary and Elka, welcome to the program. Hello? Or was that a mistake? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yep, did you call in?
Yes,
we did. But Elko was playing with the buttons and muted you. Anyway, last night, I was planning on calling you today because I was watching, I counted on one. I counted one Caucasian on this program. And it was a movie type thing. And I counted one Caucasian, and then the rest, nine, were other races. Now, when I was a kid, we didn't have that. It was all Caucasian. All Caucasian. And I'm saying, I got to tell Pastor Dan this. I don't know if he's ever noticed that. Yeah, it's everything. And we wonder why we're upside down. Well, what's going on here with a bunch of other races that have come into our country? Of the TV, the shows, and all this were set up by Caucasians. They've aced us out and put in other races. And then, along with these other races, of course, comes other foods that we eat. So I thought you guys wanted to discuss that a little bit.
Yeah, well, good point, Gary. The aliens coming in bring their cultures, their foods, their habits. Just like down here in South Florida, they find the mutilated chickens from the people that still practice, I think they call it Santeria. So they go out and they sacrifice a chicken in the backyard, and then they find the carcass laying in some neighbor's yard, etc. So another thing down here in South Florida that's a typical of these other cultures is trash. Okay, I've lived in white communities my whole life, and trash has never been a problem. But down here, putting wrappers and stuff in a trash can just is above them. They just throw it on the ground. Cigarette butts, trash, stealing fruits and vegetables out of somebody's yard, turning their dogs loose on each. I mean, it's surreal when you get amongst these other cultures and they let their hair down. Now, when there's just a few of them amongst the whites, they behave themselves. But when they become the majority, then their ideas and their culture takes over. and they pollute ours. They don't make it better. People, this bullshit that these other cultures add to our culture. No, they don't. They take away from our culture. Every time they take away from our culture, they don't add to our culture. We were put here as the leaders. Okay? Adam, the white man, was put here to lead and to implement the laws of God upon this earth and to make other people behave.
When I was a kid.
What?
When I was a kid, I was a young lad, where I grew up at in Lemon Grove, they have an area where the Mexicans live, and they called it the Mexican area because it was sort of sloppy. And they were the pickers, because in Lemon, you have to have pickers. And then the other areas, of course, is the whites. There was a difference. An absolute difference where the Mexicans lived. It was terrible. You know, you didn't go there. You just stayed out there.
It's just like the low, which is predominantly where the blacks live in the cities, and now probably a mixture, but back then it was the blacks. Every major city I ever drove through and went through the what they called the projects or the low-income housing looked like World War III had already happened there, bombed out, burned out, windows broken, doors boarded up, and we paid for it. The American white taxpayer built these low-income housing projects, and they destroyed every single one of them. So, you know, again, we got soft in the head, soft in the heart. We bought the propaganda lie that it was our job to kiss the ass on all these other races, and it wasn't fair that we were so well off and they weren't. And, you know, and then they taught the false teachings of that there was a Christ, like a hippie, that said, bring all your huddled masses of whatever race. That's not what the founding fathers said. The huddled masses that they were talking about were the masses of white slaves and white people with low incomes and were dispossessed by terrible landlords and stuff over in England and Europe. So the huddled masses were like the Irish and all that, too, that came to America for a fresh start because they were tired of getting abused by the aristocracy of Europe and England. So they were white. They were Europeans, okay, white people. The founding fathers set up the country for white people to be run by white people, administered by white people. All the judges, the jury members were to be white men. That system worked. But the enemy crept in, bought his way into our society, and piece by piece they have dismantled everything the founding fathers set in place to keep us on the straight and narrow. And we're suffering for it, okay?
Well, you know, Pastor, if you look at that, it was the other whites. They say, see, they're white. But they forget, look at that hooked nose. The Jews. The Jews came in and took advantage of the whites. They do this all the time. They do it today. And we can't figure it out. It's the Jews that do this to us. Now, you did mention the blacks. Yes, they also had an area in San Diego. It's called the black area. That area is the black. Each race had their own area, and it was terrible. Nobody wanted to live there. Then the whites, of course, had their area. It was nice, and everybody wants to live there. They still do. They go into the white areas, and they destroy it. And they say, oh, they're all the same. No, we're not. We're not all the same. We're not all equal. We're different. We are white. They are black. It doesn't take a
look at Detroit.
Well, all the cities started out beautiful when they were built and occupied by white people, and then the other races moved into them. They became shitholes. That's just a fact. Okay, that's just a fact. If people don't like it, then tough. I don't care. It's just a fact. So, again, the fix for all of this, amazingly, is simple. Just like we're talking about chlorine dioxide. It's really simple. There's a few rules to follow, but the benefits are amazing. It's almost like a miracle. And same thing with our society. The fixes are easy. Just follow the rules. The problem is our people are lazy. They don't want to read the rules. And they're cowards. They don't want to get in the face of these non-whites and these Jews and tell them to get the hell out. We're not going to follow you. You don't have any power or authority in our country. Constitution doesn't give anybody but white men the power and authority, period. And any amendments made to the Constitution that takes any of that away are null and void. Null and void. There. Simple fix. Follow God's law. Case closed. Well, problem solved.
Well, you remember when God brought in the Israelites, they're called his family. That's what it says in the scripture, his family. And now they're trying to say that we're all the same, we're all equal. And the Jews, of course, are the top dogs. No, they're not. You're taking the local. I don't know, they mix everything up for their own benefit. That's what it comes down to.
The scripture tells us about that. It says they would teach the doctrines of devils for the words of Christ. Okay, they've taken the teachings of the actual Aryan Christ away, and they've substituted the doctrines of devils. That's what the modern-day church does.
And look what happened. All that closed up.
Well, Yahweh is accomplishing a lot with all this crap going on, okay? He's waking up a lot of people. He's punishing government or government agencies and bureaucracies. He's punishing people that don't have faith in him. So, actually, a lot of things that are going on probably are his doing. Okay, the wicked are the ones implementing it, but the Father's allowing them to do it to punish his people. His people aren't paying attention. They're out there race mixing. They're out there hybridizing their food and GMOing their crops and destroying the earth, destroying the water systems, destroying the atmosphere. When we were put in charge, because the white man refuses to pull up his bootstraps and take charge the way he was supposed to. Instead, we're sitting back letting all these non-whites and females run the show, and they're going to run this earth right into the ground. That's a fact. And it doesn't mean that every white man is capable of being a leader. That's not what I'm saying. But the leaders that should be in charge will all be white men, pure white men, period. The ones that should be running this show, nobody else is going to do it. And if people have a problem with that, then it's your problem, not mine. All I promise to do is tell the truth. So if you don't like it or you can't handle the fact that that's the way it was set up and that's the way it's supposed to be, well, then you better go into your own prayer closet and get it straight with yourself, because you have the problem. I don't.
The neighborhood.
All right, Gary. Any closing comments, Gary?
Well, I just think that people need to get down on their knees and start praying. Stop saying you're a racist because you want to follow God's law. Why don't you pray about it and see what he says?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Prayer is just talking to the Father. It's easy. It's not nothing special. There's no ritual involved, no special words, just having a conversation with the Father. That's it.
Kids,
all right, you guys take care, Gary.
God bless.
Okay, Angel, any closing comments?
No, I think I've said enough today. I think we'll save it for the next time. But Yahweh bless all those of identity who are my brothers and sisters. I love you all. And hopefully we can get more love going between us and we can find a land and growing and all that. So we have a great future to look forward to if we can just hang there and make our health better. Concentrate on that now.
Amen. Take good care. Yahweh bless. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Yahweh bless you too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and again, that was Angel down there in Texas joining us today, and Gary and Elka out there in San Diego calling in. And it's true. We need to take care of our health today like we've never done before. It's important. Why? Because, first of all, they're going to make it difficult for you to get your prescriptions. Okay, they're going to do that, folks. They're already doing it in Austria, Australia, New Zealand, places like that, okay? They're showing you what their intentions are doing. So what Father is doing is he's driving you out of the pharmacies, the pharmaceuticals, the medical mafia, and these big chain grocery stores where the corporations send all their poisons. He's driving you out of them, if you haven't figured it out yet. He told you a long time ago, stop putting poisons in your temple. And people just don't listen. I've known for 30 years, 35 years, we've talked about organic farming, getting back to the land, and coming out of Babylon. And all I ever heard was, well, what does that mean? How do I come out of Babylon? Well, Babylon is a system, and it's an evil system. It's a poisonous system, and you get out of it by stopping supporting it and going to it. And that's exactly what this is forcing us to do. Now people are finally starting to look at growing food in their own property. People are reaching out and networking together, finally. People are realizing that man-made government is not good for anybody, finally. They're finding out that the things on television are lies and deceptions, finally. It took this much insanity and pain to get the Israelites to pay attention. And still, many of them are blind as bats, but there's also a lot that are waking up, finally. So as it says in the Word, all things work to the good for those who love the Father and are called according to His purposes. All things work to the good. All things. A lot of people don't want to believe that. They think every bad thing happens to you means you're being punished by the Father. Really? That's funny. It says all things. So sometimes when you see something bad happening to you, maybe there's a reason for it. Maybe He's trying to get your attention. Did you ever think of that? Just maybe. Anyway, I'll try to send out a quick link to that YouTube with Jonathan and the Obi Project here in just a few minutes. Dear Heavenly Father, we give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank You for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters all over this earth. These are perilous times, especially for those without faith, with those that are too lazy to research, for those who trust the idols and worship the images of the beast. We pray that our people would finally learn this lesson and come back to You and get back to nature and nature's way, because the sooner we do that, the sooner the punishment stops. So instead of looking for ways to eradicate our enemies, we should be looking within and ways that we can come out of this system, because once we leave it, then we no longer empower it. That system will fall flat on its face without our support. We are the movers, the shakers, and the creators of this world, just as You created Adam to be. And wise people of other races know this. They've stated it. We are the people of the promise. We have the light from above in our eyes. It shines in our eyes, much as it did in Messiah's eyes. There's power in our look, in our actions, in our words. Would it be that our people would realize the important mission that was given to us to do on this earth, instead of just sitting predestiny, nothing. Just following along like little sheep instead of being the lions that he wanted us to be. Bless all those that listen today, Father, and the callers, and bless Angel and her mission. We ask that you forgive us for our sins and shortcomings. Be with us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom, and protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we do ask and pray. Hallelujah.